1400 KSPT.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Tuesday Speak Up Show. My name is Barbara and we have a really exciting program for you. We hope to encourage you and to motivate you and help you if you are still being all swallowed up by that COVID-19 couch, you know, where you've just been sitting there for I don't know how long. Yep, my guest today is Lana Fish, a fitness instructor with the Lighthouse YMCA and 7B Fitness, both here in Sandpoint, and she wants to get us up and moving. Full disclosure, Lana puts me through my paces at the Y, but she is amazingly gentle about cracking the whip. No. Okay, she doesn't crack the whip. I'm just joking. So anyway, we've got all that and a lot more coming your way right after these messages.
Raindrops are falling just ahead, but even though my racing tires have lost their tread, I think that I can win. Don't see no flag man with the yellow flag a flying, 'cause I'm a NASCAR driver wannabe. I drive too fast 'cause I'm pretending that it's me out there on the track. I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, but there's one thing I know. If those angry roads unseat me, Mondo Bob is there to greet me.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Believe it or not, spring's almost here. It's time to inspect your vehicle undercarriage after a long winter. All of our oil changes come with a complimentary vehicle inspection. Pothole season's also here this month. Front end alignment starting at $59.95, transmission services starting at $225. Our certified techs work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Call today to schedule an appointment. Pierce Auto Center.
Happy 26th anniversary to you, because Kootenai Casino is going to give one lucky person a winning spin at $26,000 on our 26th anniversary. Qualify all March long at Kootenai Casino for a shot at the grand prize jackpot of $26,000. We'll also have midweek hot spins, weekend plinko, and free giveaways. But if you come for the winning, you might as well stay for the food and relaxation. Springs Restaurant will offer four special lunch or dinner specials for just $11 each. Or get 30% off our March spa special, a deep cleanse facial, and a 50-minute custom massage for just $109. And don't forget, Kootenai Falls Lodge weekday room rates are just $59, and weekends are just $99. Celebrate our 26th anniversary and get your shot at the $26,000 grand prize spin. To book a Kootenai Casino getaway, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, everybody, say hello and welcome to Lana Fish. She is a wonderful instructor at the Lighthouse Y and 7B Fitness. Lana, you are a bundle of energy. Thank you for being with us today.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Well, let's kind of start at the beginning with you. How did you get into this as a career?
Okay. Well, it was, again, it's kind of my own journey. I was fairly overweight and very out of shape. And I started going to Victoria Carmen Zumba fitness class. And I don't know what happened. I used to hide in the corner and then something broke And I just became confident. And suddenly, I don't know, I just didn't care what people thought. And I wanted to bring that to everyone else.
Wow.
It was just that confidence.
That is amazing, because you do bring that. One of the things you do in the class that I really appreciate is the particular class I'm in with you, there are different levels going on, mm-hmm. different ages going on. There are some people that really, frankly, can just barely, you know.
Right, yeah.
And others that are more energetic. And you somehow address all those issues in your encouragement and your changing up how we can individually amend things mm-hmm. to our own. And you do such a great job with that.
You're so sweet. Because honestly, that is, that's a challenge. It really is. It's not everyone's forte. Everyone thinks, sometimes there's instructors that want everyone to be at their level, and that's not where instructors should be. We should be there for the members.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard someone say, from the instructor's point of view, it's not your workout,
right.
It's our workout, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. so you're meeting our needs. Well, what kind of training? I think that's just instinctive in you. You have a caring personality, and you're tuned into people. But what kind of training do you do for this?
A lot of just keeping up to date. I do watch a lot of directional YouTube videos pertaining to our class. I've also done a certification, which is a Group X certification, just kind of keeping everyone safe. And it's, you know, nationally renowned. And then just different formats. I've been ReFit, which is my cardio dance, and then Zumba, and then Zumba Kids, and just different ones. And so each one I learn something new, and I can bring that to the table.
Do the managers at either the Y at Sandpoint or the Y as an organization require certain certifications or certain renewals for you?
Yes. Well, we have to keep up on our CPR certification, our right. You know, just making sure that if something were to happen, we would be able to handle it in a safe manner. And then with the, you have to have some sort of Group X or group exercise degree, or I should say, just to make sure that you have an overall view of how to take care of everyone.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that the Y has, if not one, maybe two defibrillators, the IE.
The IEG. Is that what they're called?
What is it called? Anyway, it's the box that comes, and it automatically, you make sure they're not breathing before you interfere with whatever's going on. The heart's actually not.
Are you okay?
Yeah. And then put the monitors, and it's like clear, and the machine does the work.
Yes, absolutely.
So we have that.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
you and I know part of the training is how to use that.
Yes, those things are great because they just pretty much talk you through it.
Exactly. Yeah. We have the same thing at the resort in Hope at the athletic club in Hope.
Good,
and we have the annual CPR training
mm-hmm.
and the, I want to say AED for some. We'll look it up on a break here. AED. Anyway. Yeah, okay. It is correct. I don't know what the AED stands for.
Nice.
Automated external defibrillator.
I should know that.
That's the deal. I know.
We're sorry.
We're going to put that on the next test.
Dang it.
What is it? So you have updates to your training. When did you actually start the Y? And then talk a little bit about what the mission at the Y is, or what, you know, what programs they have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I started back in January of 2019. I was a Zumba instructor there. I think I was only doing once a week. You know, I've come a long ways because mm-hmm. As you practice it more, you learn, you know, you learn how to be, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You just learn from experience. And that's something that all the training in the world can't really prepare you. You need to experience it. You need mm-hmm. to grow in a live situation.
Yeah.
So that's been really good. And then their goal really is to meet the members where they are. And I would say the same for 7B Fitness is just to, they're there for the members. And we want everyone to feel comfortable and cared for, and that we will go above and beyond to get them what they need.
You know, you mentioned in kind of giving your personal fitness testimony about being somewhat overweight or kind of in the corner and lacking confidence. I mean, that is really everyone's story in a way. To get a hold of your own stewardship of your body and to not be afraid and to just begin, take the first step. And the instructor is like key to keeping you there and keeping you motivated, draw you out and keeping you motivated. So that's one of my questions. How do you stay motivated to show up and do this?
I just love it. I don't know what it is, but just seeing the joy that it brings, and as people like I did, they grow in their confidence. It's just a beautiful thing, and it really just fuels that, and I really feel useful, I would say. I'm doing my purpose. It's my purpose is to share that enthusiasm and joy.
Because that enthusiasm gets them to maybe not a destination, but many destinations of health, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later, like all the things that exercise does for you. So give us a rundown of some of the programs. We've got listeners, maybe they're going to be interested in some of the things that are offered at the Y.
Okay. Well, the Y does have, it has a pool. So we offer the aquatics class, which Belinda teaches. And we also have the swim team meets there from the high school. I think we just opened up our swimming lessons. And so that is useful for the kids, especially for those that have moved from out of town and they, you know, the lake is open. So so that's good. And then we also have some seniors programs, and then we have some kids programs, and just high activity. Like we have the HIIT program, and just honestly, I would say something for everybody.
And then you've got the standard weight rooms where it's the free weights and all that.
So we have the weight room and we have the exercise machines. If you just want to come put your headphones in and just kind of be on your own, we have all that up, you know, upstairs too, the treadmills and all that stuff. So really, it's great because there is something for everybody.
Right. I've noticed the staff at the front desk, or they have masks or shields on. I think there's an encouragement maybe if you want to or willing to wear a mask maybe in the public areas, but once you're in the exercise areas, the workout places, I mean, there's first of all no way that you, I think, should wear the mask, but you're not, there's no requirement, is there?
No, when you're working out, you need all the oxygen you can take, so we don't require that you wear a mask while exercising, which is really great because I know that's not across the board nationally.
We're very fortunate.
We are.
I think it's a wise compromise.
Yes.
What about 7B Fitness? Let's give them a little airtime. You're also an instructor there. What do you teach there?
I just do refit over there, but they do offer a wide range. They have kickboxing, and they have the yoga, and they have strength training, just a wonderful arraignment. They haven't really developed their kids program yet, and obviously there's no pool there. So, but they're, you know, there's lots of different programs. They meet people where they're at. There's the free weights. There's the weight machines and stuff like that. It's just a nice local gym.
There's yoga at the Y also.
Yes.
Yoga classes at the
Y.
All right. You mentioned refit.
Yeah.
What is that?
It is, oh my gosh, it is the funnest, most joyful cardio dance you can find. And that really is where my heart is. It's just the best.
Is that the one you do Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 in the morning at the Y?
It is, and then I do it Monday nights at the Y, and then I also do the Wednesday at 4:15 at 7B.
Okay, I need that. I already dance. I mean, you know,
right,
I can't.
In your kitchen?
I just, yeah, exactly. I dance, you know, whether I'm supposed to or not,
right?
And I just love it because then the time totally disappears.
It does. And you have worked your body. You've moved your body. It's
totally
great.
Yeah. So refit is like exercising, cardio, but to great music.
Yes, absolutely. Uplifting. You really come out of class. That's the whole goal, is to feel empowered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a lot of kind of bullet points on the benefits of physical exercise. Mm-hmm. And so let's just begin and we'll just intersperse them in our conversation. The first one I've got on my list is it improves your memory and your brain function in all groups. To me, this is stunning mm-hmm. when people understand their brain is actually changed. Yep. When you do physical exercise. Mm-hmm. I know we're not doctors, but comment on that.
Yes, I'm not a doctor, but I know, I mean, from my own experience, choreography is something that your brain has to adjust to. You have to develop those different muscle groups, really. You know, right over left, using hands with the feet and how they come together. And you just kind of grow upon it. You just make different pathways in the brain, and as you continue to do it, that path is worn down, so it becomes instinctual.
Mm-hmm. And I was reading that it's new pathways. It's like new synapses mm-hmm. are actually being grown.
Yep.
It's called neuroplasticity, mm-hmm. and your brain becomes faster in its synapsing, mm-hmm. it becomes more pliable mm-hmm. in adapting, not just to being crossover right leg, left leg, but when you're out in the world being in a line waiting, you have more flexibility, if you will, in mm-hmm. your brain. Mm-hmm. To me, it's just, the list is long
is
what
amazing.
It does to your
yeah.
brain. It's mm-hmm. amazing. Plasticity and new synapses and new pathways. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed, kids do better in school if they exercise?
Yes, absolutely. It wakes up, and there has been a lot of science done with that as well, where if they're moving and then they come back in, their brain is more active and more, it's like the sponge is ready to absorb things.
Exactly. They test better. They do better on answering questions, mm-hmm. thinking on their feet.
Yep.
It's true for any age, kids, teenagers, college students, adults, and seniors.
Yep.
It's so important to keep moving.
Absolutely.
Honestly, you are on a mission.
Yeah.
It is a purpose for life, isn't it, to
mm-hmm.
help people take advantage?
Yeah.
Because I think most people, when they think of the advantage of physical activity, they're thinking of their body.
Yeah,
maybe
just
they're gonna,
body. Mm-hmm. No,
weight
it's
management.
More than that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your mind.
Yeah.
Your brain is going to get changed.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord knows my brain needs some
right
needs all the help it can get.
All the endorphins, please. Yes,
exactly. There's another one. Well, you mentioned it because it's what got you into the benefit of physical activity and weight management,
mm-hmm.
not just to lose weight, but to manage your weight.
Right.
Talk about that a little bit.
I was very overweight and I was very out of shape, so. Even though I did Weight Watchers for a number of years, still doing it, but I lost the weight, but I wasn't in shape. There's a difference, right?
Yes.
You can be at your goal weight and still be very out of shape. So I didn't have the confidence. I still saw myself as overweight, you know, your mental picture. So when I was able to see what my body could handle and grow in that confidence, and become fit, really surprised myself with some things that I was able to do. It just birthed in me a fire to mm-hmm. just keep going, you know.
That is so cool because it is so true that you can be at a weight mm-hmm. that your doctor would say,
right. Well,
or anybody would say, you're at your ideal weight, mm-hmm. but you can be not fit.
Right.
Because you don't have the underlying muscular
mm-hmm.
or that you have got inside fat around
right.
your organs, maybe. It's mm-hmm. not on the outside.
Or just weak all
over. Or just weak mm-hmm. all over.
Yeah.
You don't have stamina or energy.
Yeah.
And exercise, strangely enough, you think it drains you, but it builds you up.
Yes.
You have more energy
yep.
as long as you are consistent.
And you can build on that, like as you do more. I mean, there is a balance. You can't do too much because then your brain and your body goes into kind of starvation mode. But as you build on it slowly, you build that muscle, you build that stamina. Your cardio can go further. You can take bigger breaths, essentially,
mm-hmm.
And you can just go further and further.
It's amazing. It cannot be overemphasized how important it is for people every day to get out. Like, they say 30 minutes a day, honestly. Yeah. I think they're just setting the bar low.
Right, just so, to get people moving.
Just to get somebody up and going, because if you told them the truth.
Right, 60 minutes,
60
right?
60 minutes at least, maybe 90.
Yeah.
To get the full benefit, mm-hmm. people would just go, I can't do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they say, okay, 30. Yeah. It's kind of like, eat more fruits and vegetables.
Right.
But we don't telling you the truth.
Right.
Eat only fruits and vegetables. Please give up the hammer. Anyway, you got to protect people sometimes from the reality.
I'm going to eat my hamburger. I'm sorry.
I know. I'll talk to you about that.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, we've got it going on here for you guys. If you would like to ask Lana a question about exercise, something that you've wondered about, then you can give us a call at 208-265-8255. We'd love to have you in on the conversation. Otherwise, we're happy you're out there listening, and we will be right back.
Have you visited Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grünberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
It's tax time again, and keeping up with the ever-changing tax laws can be a chore. Rhodes Tax Service in Bonners Ferry has been providing professional tax service for 35 years. Rhodes Tax Service will give you a one-on-one consultation for individual and business tax preparation. They'll help you understand what is going on with your taxes and what changes must be made this year. If you need the guidance of an experienced tax professional, Rhodes Tax Service is here to help. They provide electronic filing, direct deposit, or you can use the Walmart Money Card. To find out more about what they can do to help you, call Rhodes Tax Service today at 208-267-1040 or 1-888-788-1040. Or if you prefer, you can stop by their office just off of Highway 95, one block north of Super One Foods in Bonners Ferry. They also offer a website for payroll at w4payroll.com. Rhodes Tax Service wishes you a great year, and they hope to see you soon. Rhodes Tax Service, 208-267-1040.
Oh, I love family road trips. The wind in my ears.
Good dog.
Fruits in my mouth. And peace of mind, knowing we went to Les Schwab for our tires, brakes, and alignment. If we had gone to one of those cheap tire stores that don't offer those services, I'd be a doggone wreck. Like Les Schwab, my family's safety is my first priority. Well, that and treats, obviously.
Swing by or book online. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Are you shopping for new furniture but frustrated with the lack of selection? Hi, Mike here for Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One. It's been a challenging time for all of us, to say the least. But I want you to know that Sandpoint Furniture has a good selection of home furnishings that has arrived and ready for delivery. Sandpoint Furniture welcomes you to stop by our showroom featuring the latest styles and colors in living room, bedroom, and dining room. See the latest in home office and entertainment designed to accommodate the new digital world we live in. And we do sell the floor models when you need it now. Get a good night's sleep on this plush comfort queen mattress set from Serta for only $649 the set. With over 30 comfort levels from Beautyrest to Tempur-Pedic, Sandpoint Furniture has your mattress. See us at sandpointfurniture.com.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. We're talking today with Lana Fish. She's an instructor at the Lighthouse YMCA. She is instructor extraordinaire at the Y and also at 7B Fitness. She's full of energy and full of good information. We're happy to have her talking to you today and sharing information. Top of my list, top question on my list, where do you get your awesome workout clothing?
Oh, I'm so excited to share this. I actually purchased mine from a friend, Olivia Hatcher, and she sells Zya Activewear, Z-Y-I-A. And it is just the best quality for the best price. Okay. Don't expect Walmart price, but that's because it's way better than Walmart quality. So yeah.
We love Walmart, but we're talking activewear here.
That I live in. Yes.
Yeah. So did you say Zia?
Zaya.
Mm-hmm. So Zaya activewear, and can we buy that online?
Or you can, but you need to go through a local
representative.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so give us a telephone number if you think you're free to give that.
I'm not sure that because it is her private line, but okay. If you just go to myzaya.com, and I think okay. It's Lovely Adventures. So she'll set you up.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. MyZaya.com. That's MyZYIA.com. And just look for a local representative in Sandpoint,
Absolutely.
Idaho,
There's
and
mm-hmm.
it will hook you up.
Yep.
That's excellent. First of all, it is, I've looked online. I mean, I really started searching, mm-hmm. And I could not find, you know, the look that I wanted and the look that you've got going on. And so that's really good to know because there are a lot of brands out there that are very expensive.
Yeah, yeah. And there are some that are very expensive, and I feel like Zaya is up to par with their quality, but half the price.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really, really good. And it's the cool thing is it's a boutique, so every week they come out with new stuff, and
Ooh.
It's a new design, and, like, every Wednesday is new release. So every Wednesday I'm there at 10 o'clock waiting.
I am so ready. Yeah, mark it down.
Right?
Wednesday morning. I'm at myzaya.com.
Yes, it's so much
wanting
fun.
Wanting to look cool.
You get addicted. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you. You get addicted.
It's okay. It's a good addiction.
Right? Yes.
It's a healthy addiction.
Yes.
Because we want to look good.
And then it gets your butt to the gym because if you're going to spend that
right.
money, you got to wear it.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, going back to our topic of all the benefits of physical activity, it cannot be overstated. The benefits that we accrue, many more than I think people are aware
more,
of.
Yeah.
One of them has to do with our emotional state.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with that? How does that help us?
Well, I mean, just moving our body kind of releases some toxins that build up. Like when you're sitting for a long time, you get up and you're sore because you have put pressure on joints that aren't meant to have that much pressure for that long. And then also your body does build up toxins and you have to move to get them filtered out through the body. But also I think mentally, as you move, it releases those endorphins, especially when you get your heart rate into that, you know, good zone. It just releases endorphins, which it's like a happy pill. It
mm-hmm.
really is. And it's just the best.
Yeah. Well, they call it the runner's high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a happy zone that you
yes.
can get into.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the endorphins or the yeah. hormones that are flowing around your body when you move.
Yeah.
You know, we have kind of a really difficult time, I think, in life today.
Yeah.
A lot of people sit for their work
mm-hmm.
because everything is so much with computers
mm-hmm.
and that. And just looking at my life, I was, of course, at the home this morning drinking coffee, had devotions and some prayer time. I was sitting. Then I went to Bible study. I was sitting. Here I am at the radio station. I'm sitting.
Yeah.
So I will walk this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, people will sit sometimes all day long,
right.
go home, eat dinner.
They're
not going to stand up
yeah.
for dinner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then they sit and they watch TV or they have family time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
yep.
hard. It's challenging.
Yes. You have to really think about how you're going to move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how to build it into your schedule.
Yeah.
And
yep.
make a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it helps to have an exercise buddy?
Oh, absolutely. It creates that accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, you know, it builds on that friendship. And when you're both getting those endorphins, you're both moving, you just become happier and it just adds a connection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the time passes faster, I
absolutely.
Think. You're focused on the conversation you're having with
yep.
your friend.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to having an exercise buddy, I think that your class does the same thing. There is an accountability. No, we don't have to check in with you
right.
and tell you, but there's an accountability to, because if you're not there, somebody in class, like somebody didn't show up the other day at your class, and it was like, well, I wonder where she is.
Yeah.
You know, is she okay?
Right.
So it draws you in.
Yeah, it creates a community.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing is when you walk on your own or you're just out exercising on your own, I want to talk about what you do on your own time.
Oh, man.
But I have Audible and a Bluetooth ear thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't have somebody to walk with, then I have either music or a book is really good for me because that captures me.
Right.
And it just keeps me going. Before I know it, an hour has passed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 10 chapters or whatever.
Right, yeah.
And it keeps me going. So have something to entertain us as we go. We need that.
Yes, something to distract our body, honestly, from the hard work. Because I will say when I'm on the treadmill and I don't have something distracting me, you know, 2 minutes will go by and it feels like a half hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The treadmill especially.
Yeah.
And walking can kind of get that way too.
Yeah.
You know, you're walking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Yeah. So you have to kind of distract yourself, really, or just release your brain, put it on something else besides the movement.
Yeah, exactly. That's why music helps.
I love it. Yeah.
That's why you help the instructor talking to us
and
giving us something. you do talk a lot. But, but it's a very good thing.
Yes, encouraging, so, hopefully.
Very good thing. All right, so I think I've got part of the answer, what you do on your own time. You have a treadmill.
I have one. I don't use it, to be honest, because I have a gym to go to. So I honestly love jumping and moving. So I go to, personally, I will go to other instructors' classes. I go to a HIIT. I go to a kickboxing style dance class. And just honestly, when I can get that heart rate up, I love it.
Yeah.
So that is my happy place.
Yeah. HIIT, high intensity interval training.
Yes.
So it goes fast and goes slow. And we can do that when we walk, jog a little bit. You don't have to do much, 30 seconds.
Yeah, you go your own pace. You
know,
you find
just
what works
a little
for you.
Something and then go back down to a slower pace, but then pick it back up again.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain why that's good? Why is that effective?
It just kind of, the heart is a muscle, right? And when you work it with the high intensity interval training. Now, I will say, you have to, if you have heart issues, you have to be careful with that because obviously you don't want to go past a healthy zone. But it builds that heart muscle and then it brings it back down so it can go back up into that
zone.
Building zone. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where it's really getting exercise.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a safe way.
Yeah.
I suppose this is a time to say and to repeat, and I think everybody knows this, that before you begin an intense exercise program, check in with your doctor. I mean, we know how we feel and what's going on, but if you haven't seen your doctor for a while and you haven't talked about this with him, then check in because I will guarantee you, and I don't even know your doctor, but I will guarantee you that your doctor will be delighted at the prospect that you're thinking about entering into a more intentional exercise time in your life.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you. And, I think that you're not going to have that excuse. Like,
no, everybody needs to move.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he'll help you figure out at what level.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, it's just like taking some, herb that comes out of Brazil and tells us that it's going to, something for my eyebrows or something. I don't know. And we do it. I know my doctor said one time I didn't want to take a medicine he had. I'm sorry to get off on this rabbit trail, but he said, I can't believe, Barbara, that you are more willing to take an herb out of Brazil than the medicine that I'm telling you that I want you to take. And I said, no, it's not that bad. It's just like, oh my gosh, busted, so busted.
Right. Yes. And you're like,
so,
talk
to your doctor before you enter into this. All right. Another benefit of physical activity at whatever level that you can start with and progress in has to do with sleep and fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems like a no-brainer, but I think we forget about it, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
How many people are complaining about they don't sleep?
Right.
And they're sitting all day.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's very true. I mean, there is a point where when you're exercising or when you're moving, you're wearing you're using your mind, you know, and so it creates a fatigue to where when you want to go to sleep, you go to sleep faster and you sleep deeper.
You know, that is very good. I hadn't thought of it that way, Lana, that it not only fatigues our physical body, it fatigues our mental capacity too.
Yeah.
And so instead of, you know, you're exhausted and you're in bed physically, you're also mentally more ready to give it up and go to sleep stay asleep. That's just a great advantage. So come on, everybody, get off. I don't know. Don't leave. I guess you can get up from your desk chair at work.
And, march in place. Do it right now.
March in place. Get up. March in place. Forwards and backwards.
Yes, all the things. Side to side. No grapevines if you don't have a balance beam.
Take the stairs. Don't take the elevator. Just get up and move, and after work, get the whole family out and run around the block.
Yeah.
Fiverr.
Or honestly, even just parking further away in the parking lot, you know, it'd take longer to get into the store. You know, it's just little things, really.
That's a good point. A lot of little things will build in exercise into your day. Yeah. And then when you intentionally go out for that 30 minutes.
Right. It's that much easier.
It's that much easier.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. We're up against a break. We're going to take it right now. We'll be back.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
The Pet Patrol and Trading Post can now be found at our website, NorthIdahoRadio.com. If you have lost or have found an animal, just log on to NorthIdahoRadio.com and click on the Pet Patrol tab. The Trading Post, brought to you by Co-op Gas and Supply, is also available to view and post on our web outlet. The Pet Patrol and Trading Post, a service of North Idaho's radio, KSPT KBFI, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hi, this is Shane from North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry, here to talk to you today about aftermarket parts. Did you know that around 85% of all insurance estimates are written to include aftermarket parts on your car? Many of these parts are made in China. Not only do they fit poorly and offer minimal corrosion protection, but they can also void your warranty. Here at North Idaho Collision, not only do we think this is wrong, but we're doing something about it. That's why we're proud to introduce our new comp program. Here's how it works. If your insurance company is only willing to pay for aftermarket parts, our comp program will cover the cost to use original manufacturer parts. If you drive a Ford, we're going to use Ford parts. If it's a Toyota, Toyota parts. You get the picture. So combined with the great quality and customer service you're already accustomed to at North Idaho Collision, our comp program is just another way we're looking out for you, this time in an unprecedented way. Some exclusions may apply, but not many. Remember, it's always your choice where you get your vehicle repaired. So tell your insurance company, I'm going to North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to serving you.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things, too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, everybody, we are getting fit and getting active today with Lana Fish. She is an instructor at the YMCA. If you want to follow up on this and find out what the classes are and how you can become a part of that great community over there, give them a call at 208 263-6633, and they will be able to answer all your questions and schedules and what's available for you. The other thing I want to say, Lana, I'm so happy to have you here, is we're not going to get to it all today.
I know it.
There is so much that goes on when we get active, when we get physical. The best we can do is just say, come on, everybody, if it's not a part of your life, make it intentionally.
Just keep moving.
Just keep moving. Mm-hmm. Don't give up. So let's talk about, first of all, aging, getting stiff, and bone loss.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, definitely bone loss. There is a lot of evidence showing that as you, I mean, you're not going to go out and be a bodybuilder, but just weight training, strength training, helps to at least slow the process of osteoporosis and that bone loss. So just do what you can. Sometimes in class, we'll do 2-pound weights, and that helps a lot. I mean, as you get into more active classes, I would say stay strong is a really good one over at the Y. And we have, you know, at 7B, there's some strength training that Carrie teaches as well. And just adding those dumbbells helps fight gravity that much more.
It's the weight bearing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why water aerobics has its own value, because the water becomes the weight that you're pushing.
Yeah.
It's resistance.
Mm-hmm.
It's and it's more resistance than you think it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But that's it. But again, it's a little deceptive.
Right. I remember when you first started to come into class, you used to do water aerobics.
Mm-hmm.
And the balance, you didn't realize how much the water helps with the balance.
Exactly.
And that is another thing that it keeps you as your age, or just in general, we lose our balance, and we just have to kind of retrain our body how to balance.
Yeah, it's a very good thing. By the way, I start back leading water aerobics on the 2nd of April. Yeah, exactly. They're going to let me back in. The winter's over.
Yay!
So one of the things I want our audience to hear is how an instructor like you and the other ones encounter problems in the classroom, mm-hmm. and how you manage it or what you do about it. For example, how do you encourage people that may not be paying attention to their pain? Mm-hmm. What's happening there?
And this is another reason why it's really good to have that overall certification, just so you know what's going to happen. It prepares you so you know what to do. So a lot of times, if people are ignoring their pain and you can see the pain in their face, I don't want to call them out because that can be embarrassing. Mm-hmm. So I will demonstrate a lower intensity, and they can visualize, I'm still getting a workout, but it's not causing that pain. I can do like a jumping jack. You can step out instead of actually jumping out. You can just step out one at a time. So just different things like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And beginners actually make that mistake a lot. They go too hard.
Right.
And they get discouraged then because now they hurt and they, you know.
Yeah, and then it takes a week to recover. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. What about, well, you've already mentioned balance issues, getting physical. You know, it's true. The water helps with your balance in kind of a, I don't want to say a negative way, but it supports you in a way that if you're just standing on this, on the ground without that water holding you up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, our balance issues, what about comparing ourselves to others?
Well, that one is a huge one. I think way more than anyone really understands. Obviously I already shared that I struggled with that big time. Even in a dimly lighted room, I thought people were looking at me and judging me. And you know what? They may have been. I can't get inside other people's brains. But it's about you, and it's about your time and letting go of whatever is holding us back and just being confident in who you are today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that is a big step.
Mm-hmm.
And as an instructor, the thing that I appreciate and I see in you is that you recognize that in people, that they are making steps and maybe they are beginners and they need that encouragement and that comfort place that they're not being judged.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because if they don't feel it's safe to work out, guess what? They're not going to go anywhere else. They're not going to do anything else. So they need a starting point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another benefit, there are so many benefits to physical activity. The other has just straight up physical health. Your blood pressure tends to go down. Mm-hmm. Your heart becomes stronger. And these are measurable, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. You could go in, I know with your lungs, like you honestly build on that lung capacity. You can literally take bigger breaths. And then the oxygen levels go up, which helps the whole entire body. So there is things that are literally measurable as you gradually grow in that.
That's like when I was reading about this long list of brain improvements with exercise. It isn't that I hadn't heard of it. I was just stunned at how long
how
the
much.
List is.
Yeah.
It's kind of really crazy. And at one level, Lana, it's like it should be really obvious because you are pumping more oxygen and more blood up into your brain,
right.
And that's like feeding your brain and keeping it healthy and nourished. We know what happens if oxygen gets cut off to the brain.
Right. Not good.
So you got to pump more up in there and get it going.
Yep.
Let me see. We haven't talked about, and I'm a little bit hesitant since we are not medical. Maybe I need to have somebody medical in here to talk about this, but there is a lot of science that exercise, even if you're in a chronic condition, and they listed cancer, Parkinson's, mild cognitive, which means light dementia, or even Alzheimer's, all of them potentially can be improved or slowed down with the appropriate exercise and the operative word appropriate.
And I will say there is literally something for everybody. We just had a refit. We just had a beautiful woman with Down syndrome get certified as a refit instructor. Because there are people that want to know it's okay to not be okay. You don't have to be perfect. That's not the point of an instructor, is to be the perfect one.
Yeah.
No, it's to show people, just come as you are and move. Have fun.
I want to go back to just one question. You know, we kind of got, okay, so you don't use your treadmill and you work out at the club. What are some of the personal choices you make that keep you motivated, whether it's something that you do eat, don't eat, without the whole vegan thing going on, but just things that you watch out for to keep you on that pathway that keeps you fit and joyful?
I will say I try, and we were just talking about this in class, a lot of times if you eat heavy fats or heavy sugar, you'll feel it the next day. Like you just don't have the right energy. You don't feel quite the same. So for me personally, and I don't know much about keto, so I can't say to that a whole lot, but I do, my main point is to stay away for the most part from sugar, especially processed sugar. That really is my only thing. I try not to overdo sugar. I try not to overdo fats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people that know a lot more than I know that call sugar poison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just one of the worst things that you can put in your body.
Especially inflammation. It really doesn't help with all that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Healthy fat, not bad fat.
Right, exactly.
You know, there are healthy fats.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do a lot of your own cooking?
I do. Yeah. I do a lot of it. Mainly, I love protein.
Mm-hmm.
So I cook in that chicken breast. Salmon is my favorite. I crave it all the time.
Yeah.
I do porks. I just try to eat the lean meats, but I mean, I need some fat, right? Your brain needs some fat, so
our
it's
brain
good.
Is like mostly fat.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody calls you a fathead,
right?
They just say right on.
Exactly, you're right.
That's me and my brain. Lana, you are a breath of fresh air. You are so much fun in class. I love it. It's why I wanted you here, for people to get and catch your excitement that you have for physical activity. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Barbara.
All right, that's the program for today. I am so grateful to Lana for being here and bringing her enthusiasm, I say, to us. Next week, my guest will be Marcy Timlin from the Kinuksu Land Trust. You know, there is so much to understand here about this organization and their impact on our community. So I'm looking forward to this conversation, and I hope that you'll be here too. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care and be blessed.